I'm wondering how you know that evolution is a fact, like what the evidence for evolution is.
Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology. Those would be the major ones.
Start off with the
genetics.
Sorry, I almost said philosophy. No. Fossil records, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
How do you get a transition or this event of a transition between these fossils?
How do you get a transition? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so we can look at the fossils and we can see that there's distinctions between fossil A and fossil B. And I want to know how we get from that to a transition.
The transitional fossils are not post hoc. They were predicted to be that way. There are some transitional fossils. You could call it post hoc, but then you'd be calling all science post hoc, because we use the fossil record to, you know, construct it. Like, it is the evidence, but it also constructs our understanding of how evolution took place. But like, for example, let me just pull this one up. We use this picture every single time we do a live stream. So these, right? We didn't dig up all these skulls and then say, oh, these are transitions. They were predicted, and they were found in specific places where they were predicted to be found. And then,
how do you know that means that one of these groups became this other group?
So there are telltale signs in the morphology and in the location. There are some of them that are debated as to what, well, it does. Some of them, there is still a debate going on as to, is this one actually our ancestor or is it our cousin? Because what you get are, maybe I can draw this real quick. So you have, you know, a bunch of branches.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a foundation for any of these branches?
Okay. So, like, in some cases...
Are you just going to avoid that question?
I'm going to answer the first question and then answer your next question, just like I've done the entire time. So if we are here, then something, you know, right here, and right here, those are our direct ancestors. But something over here is related to us, but it's a cousin. It's not a direct ancestor of us, but we're still related to it. It's still really excellent evidence of evolution. So, like, Homo naledi was kind of a popular debated one. From what I understand, the majority of the people that study this recognize Homo naledi as not a direct human ancestor, but an early-ish human relative. So, scientists...
Does that assume human is like an identity that can be possessed?
That sounds like a philosophical question, not a scientific question. What was that other thing you asked me that you wanted to know the answer to?
The little tree that you drew, if that tree has a foundation.
By foundation, do you mean is it based on
like a
logic
thing.
And good evidence? Yeah.
No, just like a first thing.
What does a first thing mean? I have no idea what you're saying.
I don't know. Just like the thing that existed that like got a random mutation and then somehow diverged into the things that we have today.
Is that what that tree is based on? So
No, I'm asking if
cladogram
branches to the tree, right? Trees have branches and they also have roots, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a root on one of these, the root can indicate an ancestor, but then it can also indicate a particular trait that caused this line to go over here and this line to go over there. So you can
get us to like we're related to other things. Therefore, other things became other things. How do you like make that jump?
Genetics. So you couple the...
That doesn't answer the question.
No, it actually does. So it couples the extremely obvious evidence that there are gradations of the human form with, well, how do you actually tell if they're actually related? You do that with genetics. So like we could.
That's not the question that I ask you either.
It actually is. So we could compare this to a crime scene, and it would be like it would be exactly the same. Oh, we found footprints of a type of boot that is in your closet, and we found like a little piece of clothing that matches something that's also in your closet, and we found dark brown curly hair at the crime scene, and you have dark brown curly hair.
Yeah, but
that doesn't prove it was me. Yes, but then we found your DNA there, so you were there.
Yeah, but those are like two different questions. So how we analyze a crime scene and how know somebody committed a crime is a different question from how we know that just because something
the,
is
one
related,
process leads to the other.
That thing came from the other thing.
Yeah,
because the first example is the evidence of the present. The other one is an example of the past. It's two different things.
Yeah, so you look at the genetics because that tells you whether or not things are related.
The genetics
and it turns
tell you
out
that they're related. How does that get you to things are related to things like a human came from a non-human? How do you get there?
The fossil record and genetics tells you that too, because it turns out we're related to non-humans too.
It gets you to different looking things. That's it.
Yeah, I know. If evolution were true, so instead of me telling you the answer, I'll have you admit what the answer is. If evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
I don't know.
Yes,
you
do know.
I don't know if we would observe any.
No, it's here. I can actually just put the evidence back up here. It would look like this.
That's
so
not
now
evidence.
So now that you know the answer, if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
That's evidence of things looking differently from other things, not evidence.
How is
it
that organisms come to have? How is it that organisms come to have different phenotypes?
That's irrelevant.
Changes in genes or gene expression. So now that so far all of your questions have been answered, what's your next question?
No, they haven't.
No, all of them have. So what's your next question?
None of them have been answered sufficiently. How do you know that because there are things
genetics and the fossil record?
No, that gets you to things that are related. You should know this. Like you seem to be a science guy. You don't know that this only gets you to things being related, not things becoming other things.
Good thing I said genetics and the fossil record.
The fossil record doesn't get you to a transition. It
yes.
gets you to things
yes,
looking
it does.
Differently from other things.
Which is what transitions
are.
Which is what transitions are.
No,
if there were
this thing became this thing.
If there were human transition fossils, what would they look like? And just for the record,
not
the answer
like
is
that.
They would look like this. What would they
How
look like?
How does that get you to a transition?
I take your concession. What do you want to talk about next?
There's no concession.
Yes,
you just
there
haven't
is.
Haven't answered any of my questions. You're actively
I've answered all of
them.
And then when I showed
can
you the evidence,
you
said, "Oh, it wouldn't look like
that."
No, see what happened was you said, I don't know what the evidence would look like, which is a lie. And then I showed you the evidence, and then you said, that isn't evidence. But remember, you don't know what the evidence looks like. Oh, hold on.
Wait,
stop, cupcake.
Peterson,
pumpkin.
You're just getting
pumpkin.
Things looking different.
Okay, so now you can't talk. So here's what happened. You said, I don't know what the evidence would look like. Then I showed you the evidence. And then somehow you magically, all of a sudden, were able to know what the evidence would look like because you claimed that the evidence wouldn't look like that. But that's not true. And then when I showed you that that's not the case either, then you changed, then you tried changing the subject or you tried just, I don't know, adding some uncertainty in there in a new way. I forgot exactly where you went after that. So you know that we have all of the evidence, even you know it. So that's why I said I take your concession because you said there is no evidence. And then you somehow magically gained the ability to tell what the evidence would and would not look like. But then when I asked you what would the evidence look like, if not those that picture I showed you, then you, I don't know, then you changed it to something else. So that's why I said I take your concession.
Like
you have completely lost this point. So what do you want to talk about next?
I want to talk about how you jump from things look differently to this category became this category. You haven't addressed that question.
Yeah, you do that through genetics and the fossil record.
The genetics get you to things being related. How does that get you to a transition between two groups?
Because different groups have different genes and they are different in certain magnitudes and to certain degrees. How do you think it would happen? What evidence? You seem to know what the evidence would be, And we currently don't have that evidence. So what is the data that we don't yet have, since you know what it would be, apparently? And if you don't know what it would be, then you're not in a position to say that my question hasn't been answered, just so you know.
No, I am in the position to say my question hasn't been answered.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for you to tell me what the evidence would look like. Did you know there's a legal loophole that allows private companies to employ slaves in the United States? That Pavlov never rang bells in his dog experiments? And that Disney intentionally massacred a bunch of real animals for one of its films? I've compiled hundreds of bits of information like that in Facts That Aren't True. Get your signed copy by going to the link in the description.
Like I was saying, all you've shown me is evidence of things looking different.
Not evidence
of a transition.
My question has still not been answered. What would the evidence look like?
I don't think there is any evidence, Peterson, so I can't answer that question.
That's also not the question I asked. I didn't ask you if you think we have the evidence. The evidence would be, what would the evidence look like? Yes, you actually can. If you were 6 feet tall, then you would be 6 feet tall. I know what the...
Do I have a way to measure that?
You and I have... Yes, we have ways to measure whether or not people are 6 feet tall. I've never met you.
Exactly.
I have no idea if that thing in your PFP is you or not. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know how tall you actually are. But I do know what the evidence would be if you were 6 feet tall. So, quit being a coward or a bad faith troll. I don't know what you're doing. But you... Now you may just simply be ignorant and have no idea. But if that's the case, then you don't get to say the evidence doesn't exist. So you're caught in a really bad spot here. You either have to tell me what the evidence would be, or you have to say, I don't know how it works. But then you don't get to argue that you don't get to tell other people that we don't have the evidence when you don't know what it would be. So what would the evidence look like?
I don't think there would be any evidence of it.
I didn't ask you if you think that there is evidence. There aren't any pink unicorns in the world either. But if there were pink unicorns, then the evidence would be unicorns that are pink. So you're still being a dishonest coward or a bad faith troll, one or the other. Stop conflating. Well, I don't think it exists, therefore I don't even know what it would be. Nope, that's not how it works. So this is your last chance. What would the evidence look like?
Okay, I'm going to give you the most direct answer of all time. Are you ready for this? Or no, I'll take that as a yes.
I'm not ready yet. If it's of all time, then I need to prepare.
All right.
I'm almost ready.
Gonna knock your socks off, dude.
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh.
Actually, I am. Okay, what would the evidence be?
Okay. I think that it is logically impossible that in any world there would be evidence of evolution, so I cannot answer your question because it is a contradiction.
You're an actual idiot. Do you know that?
No, I'm just saying that I cannot answer your question.
Yeah, actually, you can.
Nope, I can't. It's like asking if there's evidence of a square circle, what would that evidence be?
It would be a circle whose interior angles add up to 360 degrees.
Yeah, but that's just a square inside of a circle.
That's a square circle, yeah.
Possible. No, that's a square inside of a circle. Those are two different things.
Can you have a square circle in non-Euclidean space? I know you can have a triangle with three 90 degree angles in non-Euclidean geometry. Yes, like on the Earth, you can take three straight lines and form a triangle, how do you construct that grammatically? The triangle's angles are all 90 degrees. Yeah.
Can you show me that a picture of that? I've never heard of this.
Sure. It's not the greatest picture, but it'll work. Sometimes TikTok is really slow to refresh, so it's going to take a second. I have no idea why. There you go. So those are three totally straight lines, but they're all 90 degree angles. So there you go.
Is that one triangle or like multiple triangles or like
that is just one triangle. I mean, technically the whole surface would be covered in triangles because the line extends, but yeah, that is a triangle with three 90 degree angles in it. So
okay, that's fair.
Now as far as a square, I have no idea. But anyways, so what other questions about evolution do you have?
How could evolution create like specialized things like the eye or the liver?
Slow changes over time.
Consciousness.
Yeah, slow changes over time caused by changes in genes or gene expression. So this is not this is kind of something that I hear Jim Bob say a lot. So you're like pretending to be asking a scientific question, but it's actually a philosophical question. And this question actually has nothing to do with evolution. So did you know that when you were... No, it has literally nothing to do with evolution. Or it's not a problem for evolution. So did you know that when you were one cell big, you didn't have any of those things that you talked about?
Yeah, I didn't have those, but I wouldn't say that.
So
I
produced how did you
mutations?
So yeah, but that's really not the point, because what you're trying to say is evolution can't go from non-blank to blank, as if this is somehow only a problem in evolution. That's a philosophical problem that you can apply to literally anything. You'd have to be a preformationist to think that. Somehow evolution has this problem with life, but it's not like a problem in general. So, you used to be one cell big. Life on this planet used to be unicellular. You used to be only a couple of hundred cells big, but you know, at that point you didn't have, really any of the specialized structures you have today. At one point, life on this planet was a little bit like that, but through, changes over time, in your body, you gradually develop those. We know that changes in genes and gene expression. We know that changes in genes and gene expression cause animals to develop differently. And so, since we don't have a logical problem with, well, how do you go from non-blank to blank? Because it apparently happens.
I asked how it could produce something that is
through changes in genes and gene expressions. Yeah, through changes in genes and gene expression.
How does that get you to highly specialized things?
Because that's where those things come from.
Okay, is the gene mutation directional or non-directional?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Is it like guided towards a purpose?
No, there's no teleology in nature, no. Unless minimizing entropy is what you consider your teleology, then that's, well, minimizing energy. Not entropy, but every physical thing in the universe is always trying to reduce its energy state. That's why bubbles spontaneously form spheres. That's why when you mix chemicals together, they will readily break apart their bonds. Even though they're in stable configurations, they'll readily break apart the bonds they find themselves in order to attach to different ions, because they represent a lower energy state that way. It's why anything does anything, really, in the universe. So you could say that that's the teleology, I guess, in a weird way.
Okay, so if we're going to take your earlier statement that there's no teleology in nature to be true, would you say that your brain doesn't have teleology or a purpose?
You do watch Jim Bob's videos, don't you?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to say, if I get the science guy to say his brain exists for no ultimate purpose, then that somehow refutes what he's saying or whatever.
No, any purpose at all. Because any purpose, if you say like my brain has
brains have functions
keeping me alive, that presupposes an ultimate purpose.
How does it presuppose an ultimate purpose?
Because it would Yeah, wait, what would the standard for purpose be?
You could try answering the question.
Under your view, I don't know if there would be one.
I asked you, so it's according to you.
Oh, according to my view, the ultimate purpose is God.
And what are the reasons behind God's purposes?
I don't know what you mean by that question.
Does God have reasons for doing anything? For his purposes?
Does God have reasons to do anything? Probably. I would say that I'm unaware of the reasons, but...
Jeez, dude. You got fee-fi-fo-fum going on in the background?
Yeah, I have a very thin house.
Interesting.
All right, that's all my questions.
Those are all... you're leaving?
I don't know, unless you want me to stay.
Well, if you don't have anything else to ask, then I don't know what the point would be.
What color are your socks? That's my final question.
Black.
Nice. All right, have a great day.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.